Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Golden State against Utah tonight. The Jazz will be starring Bojan Bogdanović, coming off a 48-point night. And that happened last Friday night against the Denver Nuggets. That's the most points scored by a Jazz player since Karl Malone at 58 against the Warriors back in the late 90s. Royce O'Neal starts alongside. They found something in him. Fourth-year pro out of Baylor. Undrafted in 2015. Worked his way to the NBA. The Stifel Tower, Rudy Gobert starting at center. Number one in dunks, number one in blocks per game, number one in defensive rating. He's having an outstanding season. 14 points, 13 rebounds, 2.8 blocks tonight. Joe Ingles handling the point guard, seventh year pro from Australia from Happy Valley. George Niang, a former Santa Cruz Warrior, starts alongside, coming off a 24-point night against Houston, career high tying. Warriors go with Wiggins, Green, Looney, Bazemore, and Curry. And Tom Tolbert has our CarMax keys to the game.
By the way, just as an aside, Karl Malone only put up 49 on me.
There you go.
I felt pretty good about that. let's start with when the Warriors are on offense. When the Warriors are on offense, don't be afraid to take the mid-range shot. You can't take it all the way into Gobert. It's too difficult a shot if you even get a shot up. So mid-range is your friend tonight. And then offensively, put a body on Gobert anytime you can. He catches it, put a body on him. When he rolls, put a body on him, because he sets up all their three-point shooting. That's all they want to do. High pick and roll with Gobert or some variation of it. Let him roll. Space everybody around the three-point line.
Warriors wearing their city jerseys. Cable car to the stars in the background. Jazz in white with a J note in the front side. Blue letters, blue numbers. Gobert wins the tip. It is slapped backwards, and the Jazz will initiate play. George Niang with it on the bounce. Got it over to Ingles. Ingles penetrates, goes all the way, throws up top O'Neal. Good close out by Bazemore. Again, Bogdanović over to O'Neal. The jumper's up. It's good. It's a three. Bogdanović does not look to drive to score. He's nope. Looking to pass.
Absolutely. 43 threes. So you know where the ball's going to end up half the time.
Jazz up by three. Draymond Green with the ball. Cutter is Curry. Curry, big step in the paint. Outside to Wiggins. Won't shoot. Back to Curry. Good closeout by O'Neal. Curry shoots it over him. Anyway, it hits it. Three ball right corner pocket. And number 325 on the season for Curry. It's the fourth all-time in NBA history. And he's done it in only 61 games. Gobert back the other way. Drives down the lane. Gets bumped. Scores. And picks up a foul.
And Joe Ingles, very good in the pick and roll. If you can send him right, if he gets to his left hand, then he's very comfortable with that little push shot or hitting the big fella on the way to the rim. And when he catches it, all he has to do is unfold himself, and he's right at the rim.
Curry's hit 402 in a season. Harden with 378. Curry with 354. Now Curry with 325. And, of course, he hit 324 in a different season. But he's done it in only 61 games this year. As Gobert hits the free throw. 6-3 start for the Jazz. Curry with the ball. Utah on the top three in defensive rating and offensive rating. Curry the catch. Dribble drive. Gets bumped on the go. Bank shot no good. Bogdanovich with the foul. Curry will go to the line to shoot two.
I'm sorry, team. I was going to say sometimes Steph kind of eases his way into the game. He knows how big a game it is tonight, so there's no easing your way into a basketball game.
Yeah, no pacing. No pacing tonight.
Nope.
Or tomorrow night, for that matter. Let's give you the update. The Memphis Grizzlies have forged a lead. They lead by seven now with 5:47 to go, 104-97. The free throw by Curry is no good. R.C. Davis is monitoring that game down at the far end. Not doing a very good job right now. Free throw by Curry is good. Make it 6-4, Jazz. Ingles, bump by Curry, gave him a little chuck there as he went by. Ingles lost the ball, picked it up, got it to O'Neal. The chuck might be coming back, we saw one the other night. Not bounce pass, bad pass by Ingles, knocked away by Draymond. Bazemore had it, goes to the deck, and is tied up for a jump ball with Bogdanovich.
And Gobert was saying, that's a long way for me to get down on the ground for that.
Yeah.
For me to see if I can swat at it. But that was a bad pass by Ingles. You know, again, he's going right. Sometimes going right, he won't be as efficient as he is going left. He threw that pass right at Gobert's ankles.
He's a left-hander.
I guess I should have pointed that out.
No, it's just,
I guess that's what I have you for.
I fill in the holes here. Draymond Green slapped it back. Excuse me, that was Wiggins who slapped it back. Curry gets it. Curry doubled. Flipped it over to Draymond. Draymond takes a three topside, knocked it down. And Steve Kerr gives Draymond a clenched fist in the air. Said, that's my guy. 7-6 Warriors, quarter three. Bogdanovich knocked it down from the left side.
We're on fire here in the early going.
Utah averages 7 3 attempts a night between 22 and 18 in the shot clock. Wiggins backs up, right angle three, bricked it. Rebound Gobert. Hand off Niang. Niang. Crossover dribble to the left wing to Ingles. Ingles waits, drifting, guided by Wiggins, backs up, shoots over him with a step back, doesn't go. Curry with a rebound. Curry head up with a dribble, takes it to the timeline. Drifting white, takes a three off the dribble, back iron miss, and Gobert high in the air for the board. Warriors not looking to offensive rebound, getting back in defensive posture. Ingles dribble drive. Hand off Bogdanovich. He's wide open topside. Bad switch for the Warriors. They shot missed. O'Neal gets the rebound and the putback. Low left.
Yeah, one among four. Got to grab that board.
11-7, Utah. Bazemore probing the defense. Cross court goes to Draymond. Draymond another three. That's a heat check. He almost banked it in. Gobert gets the rebound off the miss.
Yeah, if he had banked it in, he really would have got that fist pump from Steve.
Ingles drifting now to the logo. Waits and comes right. Hesitation, herky-jerky move, throws to Bogdanovich. He'll drive. He's not looking to score here too much, but he takes a tough baseline shot. No good. Rebound goes to Curry. A rare mid-range Jazz attempt as Draymond Green goes down the lane, floats it up, tipped out by Gobert, and it goes over to Ingles. Still 11-7 Utah. Ingles goes to the corner. Bogdanovich there. He takes another three, and that's like a layup for him lately. They have doubled up on the Warriors now. An 8-0 Utah run gives them a 7-point lead.
And you can give Gobert a little bit of credit for that, too. Just running the court sucks the defense in and leaves Bogdanovich wide open in the corner.
Curry floats it high to Looney. Looney outside the arc brings Gobert away from the cup. Hand off to Wiggins. Wiggins topside. Gets a dribble. Now drives on Gobert. Spins on him. Fadeaway jumper up and no good. Tipped in by Looney, though, as Gobert had to handle Wiggins since nobody put a body on Kevon.
And again, if you get too close to Gobert, it's such a tough shot to hit.
Absolutely. Ingles throws over to Bogdanovich off the screen. Ingles with a flop, and now here's Bogdanovich back out to Ingles. Ball deflected. Draymond's there. Ingles by the hash mark. Waits for Gobert. Four on the shot clock. Niang fakes. Bazemore got them all turned around. Takes a three. Missed it. And Looney with a defensive board. Bazemore walks it up. Throws to Looney. Fakes a handoff to Curry. Goes downstairs to Draymond. Warriors circle off that. Draymond goes baseline and gets a layup. Sealing off Niang. And Golden State down by three now.
Just caught him napping.
7:35 left in the quarter. Ingles back outside. Fakes with that right hand. Drive stops again. Throws to Gobert. Again, the Jazz don't look to get it to the cup all that much. Ingles step back, takes a three. It's on the way and good as Bazemore got caught up in Gobert. Utah 17, Golden State 11. Jazz already 4 of 7 from distance. Curry with a bad pass, sloppy pass. O'Neal gets it. He didn't see it. He had a three on one. He'll take a three instead and misses that. And Kevon Looney with a rebound.
The Warriors caught a break there. If he was paying attention, that would have been an easy layup.
Curry dribbles around Niang by O'Neal. Circles around Gobert to the left corner to Wiggins. Wiggins puts it on the deck. Drives in. Kit out to Looney. Hand off Curry. Curry floats it back to Looney. He was held by Ingles. Looney with that kind of a cartoon cut there. The legs were moving, but he wasn't going anywhere. 6:52 to go first quarter. Our mandatory comes with Utah leading by 6, 17 to 11 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Utah's won their last five. Derek Favors coming in. Gobert getting his usual mid-first quarter rest. Quinn Snyder's gone to a rotation where he would bring back Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert to play against the other team's second unit, which really was effective this year for Utah. Of course, Conley and Donovan Mitchell not playing tonight. Warriors without Kelly Oubre Jr., Pascal, Wiseman, Klay Thompson. Wiggins gets the ball over to Curry on the far wing. Damian Lee not playing. Curry the bank shot too hard. And circling back for the rebound is Jordan Clarkson, having a career year, averaging a career high 17 points a night. Guarded by Bazemore. Spins him through a favor screen, a whistle and a foul. It's on Bazemore for a body bump.
And Clarkson is looking to shoot it every time he gets it.
He has a green light.
I mean, he's always in go mode, so you can't sleep when you're guarding him because he is ultra-aggressive.
Well, O'Neal throw it in. Mulder comes in now, and Wiggins will sit down. Warriors down 17-11, 6:30 to go. Ball on the far side. Gives it to Bogdanovich, who throws it out of bounds because cutting in was Forrest, who was checked in for the first time tonight. Trent Forrest, rookie out of Florida State. Has a pretty good feel for the game. He's just not the shooter that some of their other guys have been off the bench. Curry to Draymond. Draymond fakes a pass, gets it back to Curry. Draymond goes down the lane, floats it high for Looney. He got fouled on the play. Forrest will pick up the personal. And I think the Warriors are going to try to attack the rim with this lineup on the floor.
I was going to say, when take Gobert out, you can take a little more license to get to the rim. And I think the Jazz do a nice job in guarding Draymond with a smaller player. I think you almost have to do that. Because if you guard him with a big, how many times does he dribble handoff with Steph? And Steph walks into a three. So I think that's the way, at least a way, to try and combat that.
Kevon Looney at the stripe, misses the first, makes the second. 17-12 Utah. Game settling in. Utah, the best record in the association. Already won 50 games in a 72-game season. Clarkson takes it on the logo. Curry cuts him off, tries to pin him to the sideline. Clarkson almost carried it, takes a baseline, spins back, shoots a tough shot over Curry. Great defense by Curry. Mulder with the rebound, hands it back to Draymond, throws it ahead to Bazemore, right corner, won't catch, dribbles by Favors, goes reverse and scores, coming down the baseline from the right corner.
Nice move.
Forrest directing traffic, throws to the wing. Clarkson steps around Bazemore, back to Favors, wide open shot, in and out. Draymond pulls down the rebound, takes it across the front court, hand off to Bazemore. It's a left wing three. It's good. Golden State has tied the game up, and Quinn Snyder wants a timeout. 5:24 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 17. It's a 10-3 Warriors run on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Nice round of applause for the 2021 Women's Basketball Champions, the Stanford Cardinal, and Tara Vanderveer in the house. And Steve Kerr record a welcoming and congratulations message. Back to action, tied at 17. Bogdanovich right side, Jazz on the attack, and he throws the ball out of bounds on this sideline.
So he's got both sidelines now. He only needs the baseline. He's two turnovers.
Trifecta?
Trifecta, yes. JTA has checked it first time. Curry gets trapped at midcourt, finds Bazemore, left of the logo. Shot clock at 10, back over to Draymond. Draymond dribbles on Bogdanović. Power move by Draymond, goes up, scores, and gets fouled. That's going to be the second on Bogdanović, and Draymond to the line. Very well done, Tom, by Golden State of attacking the rim without Gobert.
Absolutely. And Draymond being aggressive tonight, I like it.
He's been aggressive scoring of late. He's already got 7 points.
I know. He's already eclipsed his average.
Boy, his confidence is really at a season high. On the offensive end, 20-17, he rolls home the free throw. Three-point play for Draymond Green. Forrest, the rookie, drives on Mulder. Pump fake, gets it over the corner. Clarkson, good closeout. Bazemore spinning as Clarkson puts his head down, backs up, shoots a three over Bazemore left side. Doesn't go. Rebound favors. Dishes Bogdanović. It's a three, and it's good above the break.
That's why when somebody shoots a three, you got to have guys that are 10, 12 feet away from the bucket. Don't get too close because you got to be able to close out, too.
Curry to JTA over to Mulder. It's a left corner triple attempt. That doesn't go. And Favors, who's still a very large human, boxes out Draymond and gets the rebound. Bogdanović dribble drive the other way. Floats up a bank shot, and it's nicely done. And he's complaining about a non-foul call. 22-20 Utah. Bogdanović continuing his high-scoring ways. He's got 11. Draymond dribbles right by him, though. Goes in and flies in for a dunk. Quickly the other end. Bogdanović takes it the other way. Goes up. Bank shot. Too strong. Tip. Rebound. Knocked away from Favors. Out of bounds. Whose ball? It's going to be Golden State ball. But James Capers, being a veteran official, says, I'm not 100% sure. And so Curtis Blair says, yeah, it's going to, or excuse me, that's Mark Lindsay. Says it's going to go the other way. Curtis Blair prowling the near sideline.
Oh, yeah, that went off Favors. Yeah. Easy.
Favors, 6'9", 265. Looks bigger than that. JTA feeds a cutter inside. Oof. It's blocked away as Favors rejected Bazemore. 22 all, 3:33 to go first quarter. Forrest takes the block into the front court for Utah. Drives and now dishes over. Baseline, a blast there. Hook pass in traffic, knocked away as O'Neal trying to get it. It's a breakaway for Bazemore, and he softly lays the ball in to give Golden State a two-point advantage. Now Gobert tries to come in. Ball was knocked away. It's not a stoppage in play. It's kind of like a junior high game. Going for Johnny, and the kid runs on the field. Five lead changes already. Good ball game so far. Glad you're with us on the Warriors Radio Network. Forrest waits for Favors. Go crossover. Shed Mulder down the lane. Gets a layup. Oh, a little bit of a breakdown there by Mulder.
Yeah, I think Forrest is somebody you want to back off a little bit and entice him to shoot a jump shot.
We're tied at 24. Curry feeds to Juan Toscano-Anderson. Up top, Draymond. Draymond waits for Curry. Doubled. Feeds JTA. Skip pass. Mulder fakes. Pump fake. Drives by Clarkson. Dishes to the wing. JTA to Draymond. Draymond throws it.
Whoops.
Ahead to the backcourt. Curry will touch it. Turnover Warriors.
Well, we have a second here. Let me ask you. So okay. It clearly went off Favors, right?
Yes.
And Capers called it
the other
Utah
one.
Ball.
Right.
Why would you even make a call on that if you're not sure enough to make a call?
Well, I think he was. I think that's what he saw, and then.
But how could you see that? He Favors right in front of him.
You're asking me questions I can't answer.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Jazz with a throw in. Gobert's back out there. Here comes Clarkson to Gobert, knocked away, punched away by JTA. Niang has it, works on Poole, takes him inside, and just scored right over the top of him.
Warriors are smaller, but they're really getting after it. Active feet, active hands right now.
26-24 Jazz. Curry with a catch off a pick by JTA, misses the three, tipped up, no good, rebound loose. Clarkson tried to save it out to midcourt, and it's knocked down by Utah. Good hustle there. Mia Oni is in for the first time. Ingles, a little lob for Gobert, bad pass, ricochets off the glass. JTA comes the other way. He's got Poole, and the shot, his pass was kicked by George Niang into the first row.
And a beauty.
It was a, that was a great kick. 2 minutes remaining. That was Premier League worthy, I think, on that one. Oh, nice one by Chelsea over the weekend, by the way.
Yeah, Man City wasn't playing everybody, though, because they got to play the big boy.
Yeah.
Coming up in the Champions League.
Wiggins with it to Curry. Kevon Looney back out there because Gobert's there. Curry fires and hits a one-hander in traffic from about 16 feet away to tie the game at 26.
RC was shocked with my
Premier League knowledge.
Yeah, my Champions League knowledge.
There you go.
Shocked him over here.
Niang drives in and lumbers into Wiggins and draws a foul.
It's okay, RC. You can pick yourself up off the ground now.
Well, you know, the most talented American players from Hershey, Pennsylvania, you figure he would get excited about it.
Apparently not. Apparently not. That's where Pulisic is from? Yeah. I didn't know that. I learned something today.
And he doesn't hold up a sign when he scores a goal and says, you know. George Niang on the free throw line. Nice success story out of Iowa State. Drafted 50th in the 2016 draft by Indiana. Ended up on the Santa Cruz Warriors in the G League and got called up by Utah. And boy, he's a smart player and he can shoot it.
He fits perfectly with this Utah Jazz team and what they want to do.
Curry with the handle. Takes it right side. Step back. Pump fake. Over a double team. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Curry. And so now Utah with the Warriors tying the game at 28. Clarkson on a switch. Drives in and laid it in. Got around Kevon Looney. Looney. Curry. Guarded by Oney, who wears the number 81. Curry dribbles on Gobert, stumbles, throws it back outside. The JTA won't shoot it, waits for Curry, takes a handoff, steps in between, hook pass to the corner, deflected, saved by Niang. Long lead out by Gobert over everybody's head, and Juan Toscano-Anderson gets it back. 30-28 Utah, 47 seconds to go, first quarter.
Got a nice spot to set up a two-for-one here.
Yep, Wiggins. Off the screen, drives on Gobert, pump fake, locked up, shoots a little floater up a back rim,
too
no
close.
Good.
Yep. Getting too close to him.
Gobert with the rebound. In transition, Clarkson takes a jumper, lands with a thud, Looney gets it. 25 seconds to go, Curry will take it and wind down the clock. Jazz with six turnovers here in the first quarter. But they lead by two, Curry on the logo. Curry behind the back, hand check by Oney. Double team, floats it now to JTA. Over to Jordan Poole, he's open, he fires. Three ball from the right wing, 4 seconds to go. Niang in the backcourt, throws it over to Ingles. Ingles from half court, fires, it's up and no good. And at the end of the quarter, the Warriors lead by one. Seven lead changes, seven ties, 31-30 Warriors on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 31-30, end of one. This is your CarMax game summary. Draymond Green with 10 points. Bojan Bogdanović has 11. Jazz with 6 turnovers that have resulted in 11 points for Golden State.
Just a really well-played quarter.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't
it? Yeah, both teams shot the ball well. I mean, Utah was a little sloppy with the ball. But you look at it, the Warriors didn't put the Jazz on the line too many times. That was good NBA basketball is what that was.
Portland has put up 50 on Houston. They lead 50-33 after one first 50-point quarter in Blazers history. According to Travis Demers, the voice of the Blazers, now we have a whistle, an offensive foul called on Kevon Looney. Mark Lindsay spots that, second foul on Kevon. That's not a good foul to get when you have to guard Gobert.
No, just got the arms up. Get the arms up around the head. You're liable to get something like that.
Utah with the ball going at the basket to our right. That's the north basket here at Chase. Ingles to Niang and to Gobert. Doubled. Throws it out of bounds.
What?
Right to a fan. Nice catch by the fan. But that's the third pass that Utah has thrown with nobody near him.
Way to keep your head on a swivel, fans.
Wow. Yeah. If you're sitting courtside, keep that head up. Wiggins off the pick. Backs up. Shoots a 14-footer over Gobert. That's up and good. And that's what you're talking about there, Tom.
Yep.
First bucket for Wiggins. Forrest trying to get by Poole. Throws it back up top to Ingles. He'll wait for Gobert. Away from the screen. Ingles now runs him through it. Gets it to Niang. Good pump fake. Got JTA up. Pass to the corner. Forrest there. Takes a three. It's up and no good. Defensive rebound, Looney. Warriors up three. Poole over to JTA. JTA kind of acts like Draymond in this group. His pool dribble drive, shoots a floater, and banked it in on the go.
Nice move.
His in-between game is getting better and better.
Absolutely.
35-30, 7-0 run for the Dubs. Ingles over to Forrest. Golden State's on the top side of that score. Forrest dribbles in, pump fake, layup good.
Again, you can see he's much more comfortable putting the ball on the deck and trying to get to the rim.
35-32. Juan T gets it to Wiggins. Left-hand dribble. Penetrates over to Mulder. Catch and shoot three in the corner. Spins off the iron. Gobert with the rebound. Ingles with Wiggins waiting for him. Didn't let him just bring it up unopposed. He was waiting for him in the backcourt. Forrest dribbles. They get a switch. Gobert gets it up top. He'll shovel it back to Ingles on the logo. Off the pick, they get a switch. So Ingles goes right side to Niang. Open three, look for Niang, and Poole kind of lost his focus there, and Niang opened and knocked it down and tied the game at 35.
Yeah, you just got to be a little closer so it's not such a long closeout.
Poole dribbles on Gobert. Takes a three topside. Back rim miss. Rebound Ingles. Ingles the other way. Bounce pass over to Forrest. He'll go baseline. Poole knocked it out of bounds, but it was a foul. Came on top. And even if you get all ball, it looks like a foul. Tonight's Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? Thoughts on tonight's game and the season. Plus, are you in favor of the play-in game? Are you in favor of the play-in system? Ingles with the ball right side off the inbound. Gets it to Clarkson. Corner three, no good. Rebound tipped away by Looney. And JTA comes back to get it. On the left sideline. Shovel, the underhand flip to Wiggins. Between the legs twice with the dribble. Shiver move on Nia. Good head fake. Drives by. Leads in. Hand off to Looney. Pump fake. Goes up with the right hand. No good. Tipped it in.
Way to stay with it.
Absolutely.
A heck of an effort by Looney right there. And that was not an easy tip in.
Looney with back-to-back double-figure rebound games. Already with six here in the first half. 37-35 Warriors. Clarkson on the go. On the Jets. Penetrates. Travels. Shoots and scores. How the heck is that legal?
I was just impressed you slipped it in there so smoothly.
My brain just, what it sees and then just comes out the mouth.
That's, I like it. That's why we love you.
JTA gets it to Looney. I want to see that one again. Poole, head fake, pulls up from 12. Little jumper, knocked it down.
He's under control tonight.
Yep, and again, like Wiggins, that's the shot you got to take against Gobert.
Yep. Anything in that 10 to 15 foot range is solid tonight.
Clarkson, who's having a fantastic year, dribbles on Looney. Driving, left hand, bank shot good. Looney didn't want to challenge too much. He's got two fouls. And we're tied at 39.
Nifty little left handed move right there by Jordan Clarkson.
Poole off a screen, head fake, dribbles, throws it out to Wiggins. Lets it fly. Three ball off the rim, no good. Clarkson the rebound. Tied at 39. Clarkson dribbles on Wiggins. Throws a cross-court pass deflected, and it goes out of bounds off of Poole. Utah will maintain. Draymond Green comes in. Royce O'Neal, Bojan Bogdanovic, and Derek Favors. Come in for Oney as well as Ingles and Gobert. Clarkson wearing a white headband. Well-traveled veteran backup point guard. Left side, shoveled to Niang. Good pump fake, got Poole in the air. Back over to Clarkson. Clarkson for three. It's up and no good. And Juan Toscano-Anderson with the rebound. 7:38 to go. Poole takes a handoff. Pump fake off the screen. Weaving, feeds JTA. Rotates out to Draymond. It's a corner three. It doesn't go. O'Neal the rebound. Draymond one of three from distance. Clarkson waiting, weaving, spinning, gets it to the right hand, to the broken circle, shoots a tough shot, up and good, over Mulder.
And Clarkson's another one of those guys, too, that's much better going to the hoop than shooting from the perimeter. He can do that, but he's really good going to the rim.
Poole to JTA. Warriors 4 of 13 from distance. Wiggins seals off O'Neal, leans in, took the body bump, good, and a foul. It's on Favors. Tough shot by Andrew Wiggins. Use that offhand, and with Favors crashing into him, able to maintain.
And they got to recognize, too, that Gobert is out.
Yeah.
So when Gobert is out, that means you can take it to the rim.
So Curry on the bench right now. Mulder sits down. Bazemore comes back. Boy, this is a pretty good defensive unit the Warriors have out there. Draymond, JTA, Bazemore, Wiggins, and Poole. Free throw good. Three-point play. One-point lead. 42-41. Warriors wearing the jersey. It says the city across the front. Clarkson with a dribble on the far wing. Off a pick by Favors. Sets up top on the switch. Gets the ball to Royce O'Neal. O'Neal dribbles, looking to facilitate. Gets it back outside to Clarkson. Clarkson off the screen. Open three. Missed it. Tipped by Favors. Got the ball back. Shoveled to the corner. There's O'Neal for three off the front rim. Wiggins has it. No break to speak of, but they can get early offense if they want. Wiggins tries to squeeze in between defenders, throws to Draymond. Over to JTA, now back to Poole. Catch and shoot, top of the key, air balled it, it's out of bounds.
Timeout.
6:24 to go, first half, Warriors 42, Jazz 41. The 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. And right on cue, Stephen Curry comes back onto the floor for Golden State. With the Warriors leading by one at his usual appointed hour, right about the midpoint of the second quarter. Bojan Bogdanović is out there as well. Favors comes up. He screens for Forrest. Forrest trying to drive on JTA. Gets it up top to Bogdanović. Bogdanović wants to drive, but he'll spin. Shoots over JTA. Shots up and good. Boy, he is just being aggressive. Thought he got fouled again. 43-42. He's got 13 first half points. Good fake by JTA. Dribble drive. Two-hand flush. Clarkson wanted no part of that as Juan Toscano-Anderson came flying in. Clarkson was the weak side help. Forrest on the right wing. Lowers his head. Dribbles in. Throws out. Gets into the corner. Clarkson puts it on the deck. Little floater in between. Tough shot. Good shot.
That is a tough shot because you're trying to shoot it before any help comes over.
45-44. Curry triple team. To Toscano Anderson, backdoor Curry with the catch, layup good. Slicing in between two defenders.
Hey, when everybody's concerned with the three-point line, all you gotta do is get someone to go to the bucket, and a lot of times they'll have an easy bucket.
Clarkson up top, Bazemore his defender. Now the switch, he'll get Toscano Anderson. Bazemore guarding Ingles. Ingles for three, in it, or Bogdanović, excuse me, for three. Rebound goes to JTA. JTA handoff Curry. Curry floats it for Draymond. Draymond with a tough catch, a whistle, and he got fouled on the floor on the catch as he and Clarkson collided. Reminder, Dub Nation, if the Warriors win tonight, you score two, get five free boneless wings with any 10-piece wing purchase when the Warriors win at home. Only valid the day after a Warriors home win. Stop by a Bay Area Wingstop or go to warriors.com/wingstop for more information. Curry with the ball right side after the inbounds. Little one-hand floater. It's a back rim miss. And Forrest defensive board. Warriors up one. It's been a good ball game so far. 4:48 to go in the first half. Forrest pinned to the sideline. Pass for Favors. Knocked away and stolen by JTA. He had it deflected away from behind by Forrest, who came back to steal it. Forrest finds Clarkson. Clarkson has an angle. Shoots a floater out of the rim. No good. And Toscano Anderson chins up the rebound. Gets it to Draymond Green. He'll float to the right sideline and wait for help. Curry spins off a screen. The backdoor release for JTA feeds the cutting base. Moore throws it away right to Clarkson. Turnover on Golden State. That's their seventh. Clarkson bumping Poole out of the way. Goes up. JTA can't stop it. And Clarkson scores again. He's got 12.
He does a good job of using your momentum against you as a defender.
Now we have a whistle and a foul on Forrest for a grab. 14 lead changes, 11 ties in this first half. I think the thing I'm most impressed with for Golden State tonight, Tom, is their energy and for most of the night, their attention to detail.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting deflections, they're getting turnovers. Some of them are unforced, but they got active hands, active feet, and I know the numbers wouldn't suggest they're having a really good first half defensively, but I think it's better than the numbers.
Curry gets fouled, the shot's up, no good. As coming from behind, Royce O'Neal collided with him, and Curry will get three shots. Well, that's a foul that the Jazz did not want to commit for the game. Head coach Steve Kerr talked about the importance of this contest.
It's going to be a fun night. They've got, you know, a great chance to secure the one seed, which I'm sure they'd love to get. So that means they've got to play well this week, and we're still fighting for the best possible seed that we can get. So both teams are playing well and should be a good game.
So Curry with the free throw. Second one's on the way. That's good. Stephen Curry has just been on such a great roll. An historic run for Curry. The other night, 49 points in 29 minutes. Hits all three free throws. Warriors go up by 2, 49-47. Jazz led by 7 at one point. Golden State led by 5. Bogdanović guarded by Looney. Backs up to get a running start. Ingles will clear out to the right corner. Bogdanović driving. Kicked it right corner. Clarkson shoots over Bazemore. Nothing there. Tipped out by Gobert. Saved into the front court by O'Neal. And Clarkson with it. Shot clock at 10. Ingles far wing. Here comes Gobert. Ingles to Clarkson. Clarkson bumping with Bazemore. Gets down the lane. Shot as he hangs in the air. No good. Rebound. Kevon Looney leads Curry. Curry driving. On Gobert, takes him inside, takes him to the corner, fakes Ingles. Pass deflected up top to Looney, back to Draymond. Draymond dribbles to the right sideline, harassed by O'Neal all the way. Curry off a screen by Looney, takes a dribble, takes a three, and missed it off the front rim. Comes right down to Bogdanović. Bogdanović sees an angle, goes all the way in, no good. Looney with a defensive rebound off the drive. Wiggins to midcourt, crossover. Looks, finds Bazemore, lets it fly. Three ball, no good. Draymond rebound. Up top, Wiggins above the break, left wing, and that's good. Draymond with the offensive rebound, the assist, and Wiggins cashes in. 52-47 Warriors. Quinn Snyder wants to talk about it with 2:44 to go in the second on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Jazz throwing the ball in as we get it back with a 52-47 Warriors lead. Matches their largest of the game. Pelicans have lost, so the Warriors have clinched a spot in the play-in. I think that was kind of academic, but they're in either way. Clarkson gets the ball now on a high screen and roll with Gobert. Takes a contested three. That's no good. Good defense by Bazemore. Draymond takes it off the rim. Pressure now on the break. Feeds Wiggins. He'll go up. Throws to the corner. Bazemore there. He's open. He fires and cannot find the range on a corner three. Ingles drifting through a Gobert screen. Wide open top of the key look. That's way too strong. Off the glass and Bazemore the rebound. 52-47 Warriors. Wiggins on top of the logo. Finds Curry. Curry back to Wiggins. Wiggins. Looney will screen for Curry. Pass deflected. Now it's loose. Ingles gets it. Sloppy turnover by the Dubs. Cross court to Bogdanović. He's wide open. Takes the three. Missed it. Punched out by Gobert. Deflected. Comes to Clarkson. And so Utah starting to make the Warriors pay. Jazz getting deflections off the offensive glass. 90 seconds to go in the half. Clarkson spins in traffic, pass deflected away, loose ball picked up by Curry. Goes behind the back, Ingles on his hip. He avoids a steal, steps around Clarkson right down to the rim and floats up a beautiful little flick of the wrist on the reverse. And the Warriors with an 8-0 run have their largest lead of the night, 54-47.
Looked like one of those slalom skiers.
No, yeah. Just one mogul to another.
Yep.
Clarkson at the hash mark on the far wing. Dumped it down. Bogdanović rips it through. Doesn't get a foul call. Now posting up with Wiggins. Banging up with him. Shot up. Blocked, whistle, and a foul.
Well, one of the reasons the Warriors have been able to take this lead is the Jazz are 2 for their last 15 from three. And with teams that shoot a high volume of threes, and this team shoots the most in the league, you're going to get those wild swings where you're going to have these monster runs, and then you have droughts. And that's really where they miss guys like Connelly and specifically
Absolutely.
Mitchell. Guys that can break down a defense, get to the rim, do other things than just shoot threes. I mean, those are their two best guys at doing that. Clarkson can do it, but Clarkson's not really going to drive, draw, and do it. He's just going to take it to the hole and try to get the shot up. But they really miss those two.
So Bojan Bogdanović Slides home both free throws. He has 15 to pace Utah. Clarkson second in scoring for the Jazz with 12. Curry off a screen. Throws to Draymond. Over to JTA. Looks and hands it off to Wiggins. Driving on. Ingles gets around him. Back to JTA. Pump fake. Won't shoot it. Shot clock at 7. Warriors got to get a late look here. Draymond off a pick. Lowers his head. Drives in. Finds the open man. It's Bazemore again. 3 ball. No good. And the rebound to Ingles. Bazemore. 1 of 4 from distance tonight. 3 of 7 from the field. Warriors up 5. Clarkson takes the handoff with 22 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock at 10 with 19 and change. Clarkson backs up. Neither team a foul to give. Dribble drive Clarkson. Locked up by JTA. Has to shoot a tough fadeaway. Short. Rebound tipped out by O'Neal. Warriors will have 9.1 to try to get something to happen. Poole gets a call off the bench. Mulder gets a call off the bench. Steve Kerr not wasting possessions.
Clarkson 6 for 17. 0 for 7 from 3.
Oof,
in
wow.
16 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, that's getting your work in.
Oh, man. He won't
burn
need
a lot
to,
of calories
he won't need to take shots.
Shots
tomorrow. Curry off a pick. Drifting. Takes one just in front of the logo. It's wide to the right. And the buzzer will sound as Clarkson with a half-hearted three-quarter court attempt. Warriors will take a 5-point lead into their locker room, 54-49. They've clinched a spot in the play-in bracket. Can they keep the Memphis Grizzlies at bay? R.C. Davis to untangle everything coming your way with our halftime festivities on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. So getting set to start the second half, Warriors will send out the same five that opened the game. Jazz will do the same. That Utah lineup that they've kind of stumbled upon with their injuries. Now Bogdanovich, O'Neal, Gobert, Ingles, and Niang, their offensive efficiency in the month of May is like 144.9. Obviously, small sample size, but still remarkable. Tim Roy, Tom Tober, Warriors leading by 5, 54-49. And Tom, the Warriors' game plan seemed to be really solid tonight, and they really executed well at times.
Well, again, I thought the defense was really good. The numbers didn't show it, but you know what? At the end of the half, they did. 41.3% held them to 49 points. Good defensive effort in the first half. Oops.
Looney called for a travel. That's the reason for the oops. Wasn't any – Tom didn't spill anything.
You know, that always can be a possibility.
Oh, between the two of us, R.C. Davis will break out in hives. Ingles with a bounce pass to Bogdanovich. Jazz going right to left in the second half on your radio dial. Ingles finding Royce O'Neal. Left side, drifting, gets to the baseline, gets to the cup, comes out to the right corner, gets it up top to George Niang, now to Bogdanovich. With 3 on the clock, he's got to go. Leans in on Bazemore, takes a fadeaway off of one leg, a la Dirk Nowitzki, and knocked it down.
You know what that was? That's the NBA.
Yep.
Because that was good defense. That's just better offense.
That was good defense for 24 seconds.
Yeah, it was.
Bogdanovich now with 16. Curry off a screen by Looney, takes a 3 and knocked it down. The net barely moved. 57-51. Curry with his second 3 of the night.
Well, that's an adjustment you can make. Don't set that pick with Draymond. Set it with Looney.
Here comes O'Neal, chased by Wiggins to the paint. Lob to Gobert. One hand, little soft little touch up and in.
He's like the biggest guy playing youth basketball. Oh. Just throw it up to him. Nobody else can get it.
Wiggins, low entry pass to Draymond. Wiggins with a catch and shoot off the handoff. Barely got the rim. Looked like he didn't want to shoot it. And Bogdanovich takes it the other way. 57-53 Warriors. Bogdanovich lobbed to Gobert, and he misses the dunk. Curry with the rebound. Curry now down the right sideline. Trap feeds Draymond. The cutter is Wiggins. Bounce pass downstairs. Turns it over right to Bogdanovich. Here come the Jazz 3-on-3. Right wing, Ingles open. Launches and misses a 3. Draymond tried to tip the rebound out. Loose ball picked up by O'Neal. Niang unguarded above the break. Misfires. And the rebound. Gobert just threw Looney away. No call. O'Neal ends up with a wide-open look, and he misses. Bazemore with the rebound. Letting them fight downstairs.
Yep.
Bazemore probing the defense up top to Draymond. Hand off Curry. Curry ridden out by Niang. Step back. Bounce pass back to Draymond. Skipped it over to Bazemore. Goes to the corner. There's Wiggins. He'll fire. It's up and in and out. Still 57-53 Warriors. Niang. Shovel to Bogdanovich. Bogdanovich backs up off a screen by Gobert. Bogdanovich spinning, hanging, finds Gobert wide open for a dunk.
Well, Bogdanovich doing a nice job of getting into the paint and creating for himself tonight and others.
Gobert, all of a sudden, an offensive force for Utah after the Warriors had him out of the picture for most of the game. 57-55, Warriors lead by two. Timeout, Steve Kerr. 9:33 to go in the third on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Warriors with the ball. Going left to right. Bazemore to Curry. Curry stops. Locates Looney. Looney, one dribble. Back up top to Bazemore. Puts it on the deck. Drives in. It's going to be a blocking foul on Bogdanovich on the Jazz. It's going to be his third. Bazemore wants a bucket off of it.
No one taking him seriously.
Last time he might have gotten that call might have been at Old Dominion. But
he didn't even get it there. Trust me. Continuation. He could have had a cup of coffee in between the steps.
Curry gets the inbounds. Curry steps out. Pump fake. Cross court skip to Wiggins. Wiggins now drives to that right hand. Spins back to the one-hand floater. My goodness, that was nasty by Andrew Wiggins.
Well, he can when he pogos into a shot, he can really get up.
So double figures now. Warriors up four. Here, whistle. We get an offensive foul. It's on the Jazz. Rudy Gobert set a moving screen. And a turnover. Quinn Snyder looking around at half court. Very good coach. And has got the Jazz. They retooled their offense to take nothing but threes. And Gobert. And they have bought into the best record in the association. Draymond Green, low right. Pizza cutter. Beautiful pass to Wiggins inside. The shot knocked away. Rebound Gobert. Here comes Niang. Niang gets to the baseline. Comes out to the right corner. Pass in traffic. Bogdanovich with a pump fake. Yells. Shot no good. Tipped in by Gobert. 59-57. Warriors up by two. Here's Draymond. Gets a little break. Knocked away by Niang. Shovel to Bazemore. Finds Looney. Hand off Curry. Curry fakes. Takes a dribble. Top of the key jumper. Back rim miss. And Bogdanovich with a rebound. Good defense by the Jazz. Bogdanovich now goes driving. And a breakdown by Golden State. An easy layup. And we are tied at 59.
Yeah, Bogdanovich just gave him the hesitation and blew right by him.
19. Pass to the far side. Draymond Green has it. Feeds Curry. Quick release. No good on the splash. Rebound. Looney tipped it. Grabbed by Wiggins. Wiggins pump fake. Nowhere to go. Throws it back to midcourt. Bazemore just got onside. Bazemore. Crossover dribble on Bogdanovich. Feeds Looney. Looney shoveled out to Wiggins. Shot clock at two. Got to go. Takes it two. No good. Rebound. Goes to Bogdanovich. Takes it to half court. Kicked it to the corner. O'Neal. O'Neal, cross court to Niang. Bad pass, goes to the backcourt. It's a turnover on Utah.
I mean, Quinn Snyder's not going to be pleased when he looks at the film. They've had four possessions where they've just winged it out of bounds.
JR in San Jose says, I'm always picking on RC. Because RC doesn't stand for rubber chicken. Usually when he's in the Valley studio, it's really comfortable. But Warriors will throw it in. We're tied at 59. Twitter question tonight, where and how are you listening? And also, are you in favor of the play-in game? Hit me up at Warriors Box, Warriors VOX. Send me an email, Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at Warriors.com. Looney with a fake on Clarkson. Spins away, feeds Curry, splits traffic. Lost it on the way up and got fouled by Clarkson. And Curry, a little thespian action, gets himself to the line to shoot two.
Well, that's something he's learned over the last few years, maybe 4 or 5 years, just the little tricks of the trade, how to get himself to the free throw line with people grabbing him and chucking him and pushing him and pulling on him. He's learned how to get himself to the free throw line.
So Curry at the stripe. By the way, we want to congratulate JR. He made in a thing on Twitter. He's back in the workforce as of tomorrow. Way to go.
Who is?
It's one of our loyal listeners.
Oh, okay. Congrats.
Yeah.
Well done.
There are jobs out there to be had. Margie checks in, listening on the old school kitchen radio. Love that. Says Curry's friends came to play tonight. Curry hits two. 61-59. Curry now with 20. Forrest back out there. Dribbles on Bazemore. Locates Bogdanovich. Gobert is off the floor. Favor sets the pick. Bogdanovich gets Looney on a switch. Ball knocked away by Looney. Bogdanovich with three, with two. Takes the dribble. No look. Feeds out. It's going to be a shot clock violation on the Jazz and Kevon Looney. The beautiful job on Bojan Bogdanovich. Curry down the near side. Picked by Looney. Curry takes it through a screen by Draymond. Splits traffic down the lane. Teardrop. Got it. 63-59 Warriors. 19-6 points off turnovers favoring Golden State as Clarkson gets to the near side. Poe goes into a three. No good. Rebound Wiggins. Clarkson now 6 of 18 from the floor. Wiggins dribble drive. Goes to the corner. There's Bazemore again. It's going to be off the front rim. Rebound. Curry goes back up with it. No. Is he out of bounds?
No. They're just saying it wasn't a shot.
Oh. He didn't take a dribble. Oh, he Mark Lindsay said he got fouled on the gather.
Not during?
Apparently not.
Let's see if we can look at it. Oh, yeah, that's easy. He got pushed barely before he got the ball.
Clarkson gets his third. All thrown into the JTA. So a good call there by Mark Lindsay. Curry gets it back up top. Bumped by O'Neal. Dribbles. Fakes. Split. Ripped away by Favors. They're tied up for a jump ball. He took it to Treble. And Treble was waiting. 2 We'll have the jump. Warriors leading by 4.
All right. This is where if you're the Warriors, you got to find where you think he's going to tip. Try to beat him to it. Just guess here. Because you know Favor is winning the tip. So if you're Bazemore or Mulder, you got to shoot that gap. See if you can get in there.
Favors tipped it back, and Mulder tipped it to the side. Grabbed by Curry. Corner Bazemore. Bazemore back and down. Wheels. Fade away. Baseline. Jumper. Good.
Tough shot.
Bazemore's had a couple of open looks from the corner. Couldn't get them to fall, but he hit that one. That was very difficult. 6 straight for the Dubs. They lead by 6. Forrest, dribble drive, down the lane. No good. Got fouled. And again, the Warriors not recognizing. And he is a guy that loves to do just that.
Yep.
Juan Toscano-Anderson picks up the foul. Quinn Snyder talked about the sideline influence of Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell, who, of course, are sidelined with injuries.
I'd rather have them on the court between the lines, but I think both of them, you know, are really engaged, and you can hear them, you know, communicating not just with the players, but also with the assistants. And I know, you know, I've had opportunities to talk to them, whether it's at timeouts or different things, and, you know, ask them a question or talk to them about a certain play.
Four slides home the first free throw. By the way, you had to be happy for Mike Conley Jr. this year making the All-Star team. If he had been in the Eastern Conference to start his career, he probably would have made a couple.
Absolutely.
65-61. After the free throws, Curry from about 27 feet. No good. O'Neal coming by, collided with Curry. He's going back for 3 more free throws.
That's twice O'Neal has clipped him on the way by. That's just lack of attention right there, what that is.
O'Neal picks up the foul. Curry's going to take free throws 8, 9, and 10 in this game. By the way, only 3 home games left after tonight. And Dub Nation, we're excited to welcome you back to Chase Center. And well, I think they're checking for a flagrant. Did I hear James Caper say that? Maybe in the landing area? Single game tickets for those games, including tomorrow night with Phoenix, available right now. Go to Warriors.com to buy yours and learn more about the new health and safety protocols. Yeah, the Jazz have done such a good job defending Curry, making him work so hard tonight. He's 2 of 7 beyond the arc. And he took the jumper.
There is no flagrant act. We have 3 no free throws. It is a common foul.
Flagrant act. He just kind of bumped him. He didn't really land in the area per se. Statistician Alan Brown was right on top of it right away. Just shaking his head no.
Well, the lack of focus there is that you were even in the area. Because you got clipped in the on the pick. You weren't going to get there. So there's just no sense of trying to get there after the fact.
Our engineer is Mike Baird, network coordinator Sterling Bennett, statistician Alan Brown, our producer R.C. Davis, assistant producer James Kincaid, technical director Marcus Huffman, and our man at Skyview, Mitch Otto, right here on the Warriors Radio Network as Curry hits the first of two free throws. Tim Roy along with Tom Tolbert with you on the Warriors Radio Network. Now Curry, 67-61, and he hits another set of three free throws. The Warriors lead by seven. Ties their largest advantage of the game. Forrest guarded by Mulder. Tries to break him down. Gets down the lane. Throws out to the wing. Bogdanovich sets his feet. Lets it fly. It's no good. Favors with a rebound. Dishes to Bogdanovich. Bazemore there. Bogdanovich wants to drive. Lost it. Gets it back. Draymond right there. He leans back and scores low rights.
Now Bogdanovich has done most of his damage tonight in the paint.
I have never seen him play as well as he has over the last 10 days. He is really playing some great basketball. Of course, that's what he's supposed to play. Mulder with a three on the left side. Up and good. Mulder knocks one down. 71-63, and now the Warriors with their largest advantage of the game. Bogdanovich lowers his head on Draymond. Dishes to the corner. Clarkson there. Pump fake. Puts it on the deck. Gets to the paint. Two defenders there. Throws to Forrest. Over to O'Neal. Lets it fly short. Draymond's got the board. Toscano Anderson off and running as Draymond takes it down the lane. In deep, just turns, layup, no good. Batted in the air by O'Neal, knocked out of bounds by Draymond. Draymond thought he got fouled. Niang to come in for Utah, O'Neal to sit. Curtis Blair and Draymond Green having a conversation that won't lead anywhere. 71-63. It's an 8-point advantage for Golden State. Memphis has one. Forrest changed direction, lost it, and got fouled on the play. The foul on. It's on Draymond. First foul on Draymond. Second team foul, Utah with four. Draymond still barking a little bit about that non-call. Forrest now met by Draymond. Throws it up top. Bad pass. Bogdanovich tried to save it. Could not.
Jeez.
Utah with their 13th turnover of the game. And I got to tell you, Tom, a lot of them have been unforced.
Yeah, they're just throwing them straight out of bounds.
James Capers has just given a technical foul to Draymond. Draymond would not stop talking. And he better stop now. This is a big game. Someone needs to come get him out of there. And Juan Toscano-Anderson's going to come and grab him and escort him away. This is not the game for that. Clarkson misses the free throw. Ken Bazemore comes over, puts his arm around James Capers. Like, hey, guy, what's going on? How you doing? 71-63 Warriors. I do love the game within the game. Curry takes the left side. Draws a crowd. Hook pass, cross court. Bazemore the catch. Crossover dribble down the line. On favors, off balance, off glass. It's good, and he's going to go to the free throw line. Chance for a three-point play. Ken Bazemore has had open looks in this game and couldn't find the range, and he's hit two of the toughest shots taken all night.
Well, he did a nice job with the rip through, just leaving Clarkson in the dust, and then went to Favors' body. Let me draw this foul. Oh, I'm at it. Let's see if I can get three.
The Warriors at times this year have not been good at recognizing situations. Tonight, they've been very cognizant of when Gobert is on the floor and when he's not on the floor. 74-63. Bogdanovich steps into a three. Foul by Mulder. Bucket good. And Bogdanovich going to the free throw line. Warriors at times have not been paying attention to the details.
What were you saying?
Nothing. Never mind.
Never mind.
Yep, Mulder, he jumped horizontally, got right into the landing area of Bogdanovich. Now, Bogdanovich, you know, did the old leg split,
yeah,
which is becoming common in the association, but it was definitely Mulder, the one jumping into his area.
That's the first three they've made in forever. One for their last 17 after that, before that make.
Somewhere Daryl Morey is wincing. Free throw good by Bogdanovich. Bogdanović now with a total of 25 points. Draymond will exchange with Curry. Curry on the right sideline, hand checked by Ingles. Ridden out to midcourt, doubled, bounce pass to Draymond. Draymond slices in over to JTA, launches, buries the triple from the left corner. Timeout, Utah. Quinn Snyder doesn't like a double-digit deficit. Warriors up 77-67 on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Golden State leading by 10 with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. It's a big game for the Warriors. If they win, they stay in the number 8 spot. Memphis has won. The Pelicans did lose to the Grizzlies, so the Warriors are guaranteed a play-in spot. Niang up top. Dribbles over the far side. Clarkson gets free, goes up. Good defense by JTA. Ball goes out to Oney. Ooh. Bricks a three, rebound taken down by Toscano Anderson.
And that's an interesting number, 81.
Yeah. Expecting to line up in the slot. Here comes
nice.
Curry off the pick. Curry takes a three. It's on the way. It's on the rim. Bounces up. No good. Rebound, Gobert. Down the near wing. Clarkson has it. Clarkson dribbles on Mulder. Puts him on his hip. Down stripped by Draymond. Loose ball to Bazemore. Fouled by Niang. And Golden State maintains a 10-point advantage.
Now Jordan Clarkson's probably going to win Sixth Man of the Year this year, but he is scuffling tonight. He just can't get it going offensively.
Mie Oney is from Yale. He was drafted by the Warriors for the Jazz and then sent to the Jazz in a trade. He's only the fourth Bulldog, or Eli, if you will, that has played in the association.
That's it. I remember watching him play for Yale when we were in Vegas. I think I bet on him. They won me money over Baylor.
Only you would bet on the Ivy League. Okay.
Hey, they're getting 5.5.
Bazemore hits a free throw. Quick, check. Which one has midterms?
My new Baylor probably didn't.
Oh, jeez. Oh, second free throw by Bazemore is good. 79-67. It's the most notable player from Yale in the association, Chris Dudley.
That's right.
Niang.
I thought he went to Princeton. He went to Yale? Wow.
He's a Yale. Jumper by Ingles on the far side. Up and good. That's a three. 79-70. Lot of time
Absolutely.
Left for Utah.
Well, again, Tim, this team has missed a lot of threes. At some point, they're going to start making a few of them.
Bazemore has a three. Didn't take it. Now backs up off the dribble and hits it.
Tense feeling good.
Took him a while to heat up, but he's doing it now. Now 6 of 11 with 17 points. Clarkson backs up. Oney working on Curry. Shoveled it back to Clarkson. Draymond guarding Clarkson on the wing. And that means that Juan Toscano-Anderson's guarding Gobert. Down the lane, Clarkson turns up, shoots, and scores. 82-72. Clarkson 7 of 19 in 22 minutes. Curry gets a brush screen, dribbles by Gobert, gets to the rim and scored it. He beat him with speed off the dribble. Gobert was so far away from the cup, he couldn't catch him.
And then he releases it out in front of him. So Gobert has to go over his body to get to it.
Curry with 12 points in this quarter. Ball knocked away from Ingles. JTA right up with him. Goes low with the dribble through a Gobert screen. Pass to Clarkson. Shot clock at 5. Dribbles on Bazemore. Slows down. Feeds Gobert. Gobert in traffic. In trouble. Goes up. Got fouled. The Warriors foul him with 0.8 to go on the shot clock.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but obviously you're not looking at the shot clock. You're looking right at Gobert trying to dig that ball out of there somehow. And another thing Steph did I wanted to mention, when he went by Gobert, then he slowed down. And slowing down may seem counterintuitive, but if you don't... I'm sorry. Somebody has a two-point field goal instead of a three-point field goal.
I believe that might be Joe Ingles.
Okay.
That last one, they changed it to a two. Replay center. Bill Spooner back there tonight. Free throw by Gobert is no good. Bruce wants to know, Tom, from you.
Yep.
Ask Chris Mullen what kind of white moon shoes he wore on TV tonight. So,
okay, I'll ask him next
that's
time
your assignment,
I talk to him. Okay.
Your assignment for tomorrow.
White moon shoes.
Yes. He wants to know about the play in 9 and 10 play, and the loser goes home. The winner goes plays the loser of the 7-8 game. So basically, if you're 7-8, you've got two games to win one.
Yes.
And if you're 9-10, you've only got one. Free throws One of two. Nuggets or Gobert. Now here's Poole. His jumper no good. Rebound Curry on the deck. Ripped away by George Niang, who went to the floor. Curry tried to pick it up. 84-72 Utah with the possession. Niang on the right, goes behind the back, lost it. Curry's got it. Breakaway for Curry. Going to go all the way in, laid it in. Textbook off the window.
That ball boy almost blew out a knee getting off the court.
86-72 Warriors. Clarkson with a three, knocked it down for about 25 feet away. Curry now at 18,360 points. Another four, and he ties Dr. J. Curry stops. Throws to Looney, gets the ball back, checks the clock, 30 seconds. He wants two for one, takes a three. No good, Gobert the rebound. Clarkson to walk it up, he'll be in no hurry. It's like a four and change differential. Neither team a foul to give. Down to 14 seconds. Down to 12. Down to 10, shot clock at six. Here comes Clarkson, backs up, pump fake, goes to the corner. Oney for three, no good. Rebound Looney. 2 seconds, 1 second. Jordan Poole from backcourt, good if it goes. Bank it in! He banked it in at the buzzer! Well, Jordan Poole has watched Stephen Curry take deep shots after deep shots with the quarter winding down. Says, get me in on this act. It was tied at 59, but the Warriors outscored the Jazz 30-16 to end the quarter. Curry with 14 in the third. It's an 89-75 Golden State lead starting the fourth on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. CarMax game summary. Jordan Poole banking in a half-court shot to end the quarter in the third. Warriors shot 50%, 11 for 22. Utah shot 50%, 10 of 20. From the three-point line, Utah 2 of 10 in the quarter. Warriors were 5 of 11. 29 now for Curry. Four starters and double figures. Looney the other only one without, but he's got 9 rebounds to go with his 5 points. Jordan Clarkson has 17 for the Jazz. Bojan Bogdanović continues to play superb basketball. He's got 25, but Clarkson with his 17 in 24 minutes, roughly, is a minus 26.
Give it up!
I think the thing that's most impressive about Steph now is he can get you a lot of points even if he doesn't shoot well. He's only 2 for 9 from three, 9 for 19 overall, but he got himself to the free throw line 10 times, 9 for 10 from the free throw line. And that's what great scorers. Great scorers aren't necessarily always good shooters. They just know how to manufacture points, and part of that is getting to the free throw line. It's like James Harden. He scores a lot. His percentages aren't great, but why does he score a lot? He gets himself to the free throw line.
A little bit of a delay here to start the fourth quarter. Jazz with the ball. They're going right to left. Clarkson will take it. Wiggins, his matchup. Boy, Wiggins always ends up guarding another team's top offensive player. Ingles off a screen by Gobert. Lob to Gobert. Catches, misses, rebound to JTA. Warriors with Poole. Juan Toscano-Anderson, Looney, Mulder, and Wiggins. Poole met on the far side. Matt Thomas, the former Raptor, came over in a deadline deal on the floor for the first time. Mulder behind the screen. 27-footer rattled home. The truth is out there. It's 92-75 Golden State.
Well, they are firing on all cylinders.
Niang to Thomas. Thomas gets fouled on the wing. Poole and Mulder converge. Who will get the foul? It's going to be Poole.
Except for that.
See, it happened to you now.
It did. It got both of us. What's going on here? Their grit's unbelievable. Maybe I'll refrain.
OZ checks in from Alaska. He says if the Warriors could win this game, they should get the 8th seed. Well, you know, they got Phoenix tomorrow and, of course, Memphis to end the year. So a lot of things could happen. I just get the feeling that game against Memphis could be a huge one. Marion has synced up the TV. She congratulates herself. She said it's the best syncing she's ever done.
Well done.
Thank you, Marion. Way to go. So, Thomas.
Yes?
No, not you. Matt Thomas. Out of Iowa State. Much like George Niang. Undrafted in 2017. Misses the last free throw. made 2 of 3. So it's 92-77 Warriors. He's a 6'4 guard in his second year. Plays high school ball in Wisconsin. Toscano Anderson trying to facilitate. Hands off to Poole. Poole dribbles on Clarkson. Clarkson just pushed him back. No call. Backdoor cut. JTA finds Mulder. Goes up in traffic. Squeeze between defenders. Draws a foul.
That was nifty because that was a nice pass by Jordan Poole. Back cut Juan Toscano Anderson. When he caught it, he knew Gobert was going to be there, so he just drew Gobert to him and then quickly passed it to Mulder, who made a nice cut. I mean, that's just nice offense right there. You get the passing and the cutting. Two cuts, two passes, trip to the free throw line.
The Jazz are a team that really don't foul. They're like second. Their opponents are like second to last at free throw attempts per game this year, but so far, the Warriors with 18 free throw attempts as Mulder slides home the first.
Well, that's always a good sign when the Warriors have more free throw attempts than their opponent. Because that hasn't been the case a lot this year.
Nope. Second free throw for Mulder is true.
And I tell you what, I don't worry about the second unit anymore.
Boy, for a while there, it was, you know, nail-biting affair. But so far lately, and that's one of the reasons the Warriors are playing so well of late. Clarkson. Yep. Near wing. After the free throws by Mulder. Clarkson stripped. Whistle. Foul. And again, you come on top of it. Curtis Blair and James Capers had it both. Third foul on Juan. Second on the Warriors. Jazz with a team foul. Both teams have 4 timeouts remaining. Niang puts it into play. Gets it out to Ingles between the circles. Ingles, hook pass to Niang. Palm fake, takes a dribble, sets his feet, lets it fly. It's up and no good. And the rebound to Looney. Utah continues to struggle from three. They're 8 of 34, 23%. It's going to be hard to win when you're taking that many threes and not making it. Wiggins steps out to an elbow jumper and rolled off.
And again, without Mitchell and Connolly, they just don't have the creators on this team.
Right. Clarkson pogos into a three off the break and nails that. Clarkson, on the other hand, is going on the theory, if you get enough of them up.
That's always his theory.
Yeah, 21 shots in 26 minutes. Poole takes a handoff, takes a three. It's up and no good. Gobert defensive rebound. Now, in Clarkson's defense, with this team, with those injuries, that's what he has to do.
Correct.
Ingles comes off the screen, rotates over to Thomas, run off the line by Mulder. Thomas leans in, draws a foul, banked at home, and goes to the line.
Hey, don't want to get sloppy here.
So the man who just congratulated the second unit.
Dang.
I tell you, we gotta stop that. We gotta start going the other way, I think. Right?
These guys stink. Oh, look at them go. It's working. Reverse psychology.
That's always been weird about broadcasting. Oh, well, you know, you can't say, you know, certain things. You can't, you know, jinx the free throw shooter, all that stuff.
That's dumb.
I know. Thomas hits the free throw. It's an 11-point game now. 94-83. Warriors with a lead in the ball. Poole down the far wing. Well, you don't want to get a great team. We saw this with the Warriors. Just give them thinking, hey, we can come back.
Yep.
Wiggins stops. Jab step on Ingles. Spins. Shoots a fadeaway jumper. Nice. Knocked it down.
That is not an easy shot, but he makes it look easy. His favorite move.
Posting up inside. George Niang with a little flip. That's no good. Gobert with a rebound and a foul. And this will go against Looney, I believe. Yes.
Hey, Gobert is someone where you got to immediately put a body on him. Because if you don't, you can still stay in front of him. But if he gains any ground on the rim, he's just so tall that when the ball goes up, he just inhales it.
14 fouls now at Golden State. 9:20 to go in the game. Clarkson down the lane. Shoots a floater. No good ball. Tipped right to Poole. Kevon Looney now with 10 rebounds in 3 straight games. It's the longest streak in his career.
Nice.
Poole goes down the lane. Up and no good. Niang came in front of him and gave him a little push. And Poole gets to the rim. And the decision there to go, Tom, was what was most impressive there about Jordan Poole.
And when he decided to go, it was explosive. I mean, he saw the opening, and he just hit the jets. And Niang had no chance catching up to him.
And the other part about that was that when he looked to his left, there was Rudy Gobert, even with him, at about the top of the key. So he knew if he got there quick, Gobert was not going to get there.
Exactly.
Gobert out, favors in. Clarkson to sit now. Forrest returns. So Jordan Poole, who has 11 points, and he makes both free throws. 98-83. Poole, a very efficient 4 of 8, 2 of 6, 2 of 2 shooting night. Niang to Ingles, behind the screen, 3, front rim, no good. Wiggins defensive rebound. Wiggins to the timeline, drifting right sideline, cut off by Thomas. Puts his backside into him, now takes him down toward the block. Wants to take him to the paint, backs him down, goes up in traffic, shot no good, and the rebound goes to Thomas, who's giving the Jazz some valuable minutes here in the fourth quarter. Ingles with a crossover dribble, leans in, throws out. Good catch by Forrest, back up top to Thomas to Niang. He wants to drive, and he's fouled by Poole. And Wiggins now 5 of 16. Niang and Poole won't be sending any holiday cards to each other. Clarkson to come back in. Bob McKillop is here tonight, the college coach of one Stephen Curry. He also coached Bill Wennington in high school when Wennington was, I believe he was on Long Island.
Really?
Yeah. How about that?
Big Bill. Teammate of Chris Mullen.
Yep. On the St. John's, as we like to say, back when the Big East was the Big East.
And Mully told me a story one time. He came into the dorm room, and he shared a dorm room with Wennington. So the first night he walked in there, he opened up the fridge to put some in there, and he goes, all there was beer in there. I go, that sounds a lot like Bill Wennington.
Good Canadian guy.
Yeah, he said he was Moosehead.
Yeah, there you go. See? Two free throws for Niang. Make it 98-85 Warriors. Poole with the ball. Draymond's back on the hardwood. Poole crossover. One-man game. Takes a step back and rattle that home. It's a three ball for Jordan Poole.
You know he's feeling it when he pulls that one off.
Yeah. That's one that has to go in if you take that.
Yep.
Clarkson to Niang. Drives on Wiggins, underhand scoop, won't fall. There's Draymond wrestling away the rebound. Leads the break, throws to Wiggins in the open floor, backs up his man and scores the layup. Quinn Snyder's going to call a timeout. Golden State leads by 18 with 8:01 to go. It's 103-85 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Memphis beat New Orleans, and that means that the Warriors are in the play-in. But they need to win to stay ahead of Memphis. 103-85 in the battle for positioning at the bottom of the Western bracket. Clarkson goes baseline and scores a layup right out of the timeout. 103-87. Tim Roy Thompson over with you on the Warriors Radio Network. Draymond Green with the ball down the near wing. Backdoor cut, Poole, good catch, layup, no good, whistle, foul. Well, Steve Kerr said that these games would be good for the Warriors to kind of sharpen their tools, if you will, and I think he's got to be pretty happy with this. This is about as locked in as this team has been almost really all season.
Yeah, they look great tonight. I mean, shooting almost 50%, holding the Jazz to under 43 at 42-7. Again, from the get-go, they just the hands seemed active, they seemed connected, and they just seemed in tune with what was going on out there.
Free throw good by Poole. Second one rolls in after a front rim bounce. And Poole now with 17 points and a 7-point fourth quarter. Or excuse me, 10-point fourth quarter. Clarkson with the ball. Dribbles it top up. Warriors with the lead. Clarkson goes up, shoots, no good, whistle, foul on Wiggins. And you heard the collective cry of no from the five on the floor wearing blue city jerseys. Jordan Poole towing James Caper. There was a head bob involved.
James Caper saying, go away. Go away. Wasn't even your foul.
Yeah.
I had to deal with Rashid. I don't want to deal with you. Rashid was the best for arguing for fouls for his teammates and getting tees on behalf of his teammates. He got more tees on behalf of his teammates than any other player in NBA history, no doubt.
Clarkson slides on the first free throw. And, you know, almost to a man, everybody that played with him swore by him.
Yep, everyone loved him.
Loved him.
Steve played with him, said he's a great teammate.
105-89, he hits two. Draymond Green, handoff, Poole, had a three, didn't take it. Throws it back to Draymond. Draymond now hands off to Wiggins. Wiggins will take a three, left wing. That is no good. Popped out, tipped out of bounds by Toscano Anderson. Utah ball. Mary checks in, says radio better. We appreciate that. John's listening on his AM FM radio in the kitchen. Appreciate that. Ball thrown outside. Bogdanovich, he's had a great night. Dribble drive goes up. Blocked by Draymond. Knocked him out of bounds. Draymond helps him up as they both kind of collided on the play. Shot clock at 14. Juan T got a piece of that. Then Draymond finished it off as they went down the lane. Clarkson to throw it in. Got in the corner to Favors. Hands back to Clarkson. Dribbles outside. Wants to move on. JTA into a step back three, and he slides at home. Jordan Clarkson now 3 of 11 from distance. He has 27 points. 105-92. I think Steve Kerr wants a timeout. Warriors up 13. They're 6:43 to go. Curry's going to come back in. That's why Kerr called the timeout on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Curry, JTA, Bazemore, Poole, and Draymond for the Warriors. Curry getting himself situated. We'll throw it in near hash mark. Warriors lead 105-92. 6:43 to play. Draymond fakes a handoff, dribbles in, stops at the box, throws to Bazemore above the break left side. Now gets it out to JTA, now to Curry at midcourt. 9 on the shot clock. Floats it to JTA, pass over to Draymond. Sloppy possession, handoff to Poole. He'll launch and hit a three. 108-92, Warriors up 16. Forrest gets to the cup again, falling down. Shot's good, and a foul for Poole for tripping. That looked awkward.
Yeah, it looked like he might have sprained his ankle, but he's moving okay, Forrest is.
Well, the Warriors, that's the one guy they really haven't defended well, really, tonight. Poole with his fourth foul. And the Warriors are over the limit. Jazz will be shooting free throws the rest of the night. Now, Forrest, a solid defender. They say he has a good feel for the game. Slides home the free throw. He's got 9 points off the bench tonight for the Jazz. And again, it's a 13-point game, 108-95. Curry behind the back to Bazemore, to JTA, back to Curry. Curry now dribbles in between defenders, leaves his feet, no look to Poole. It's a left-wing three, no good. Rebound in the corner, Poole grabbed it, wants to drive. Cut off by Bogdanovich, 10 to shoot, gets to the middle, throws to the corner. There's Bazemore. It's up, and it's no good. Long rebound in stride, grabbed by Clarkson. Clarkson pulls up, early three, knocked it down. Nobody shoots more early threes than the Jazz, and they've made it a 10-point game. 30 points now for Clarkson. Curry, pick and roll, finds Draymond. Draymond drives in, goes up, and scored right over the top of Favors. Ball thrown in. That's a bad pass. Deflected by JTA, but it goes right to Bogdanovich. He'll fake and strip by Bazemore. It's out of bounds to Utah. Draymond's got to be careful. He could get teed up again. Poole out. Wiggins in. Poole leaving with 20 points tonight. 6 of 11 from the floor. Inbounds near side of the basket to our left. 20 to shoot for Utah. Way up top, Bogdanovich with it. 5:20 left in the game. Off the screen, gets Curry as his defender. Crossover dribble, spins on him, leaves his feet, finds Forrest. They run him off the line. Forrest dishes over to O'Neal for three. It's up and good.
Now they're starting to come in bunches.
Well, you shouldn't run a non-shooter off the line.
Nope.
110-101. 5 minutes to go. Lead down to single digits. It was a moment ago, 18. Curry with the dribble. Taking his time. Feeds Draymond. Back to Curry. Fakes the three. Dribble drive. Teardrop from 14. Rattled that one home.
A nice job by Steph there. If they're going to run you off the three-point line, use a little mid-range game.
Forrest giving room by Curry. Now drive. Spins on him. Pump fake. Throws it back up top. Bogdanovich holds it. Waits, retreats, 9 on the shot clock. Guarded by Draymond. Gets a screen. Guarded by Bazemore. Crossover dribble. Feeds O'Neal. O'Neal drives, spins, goes up, and scores. That's something he rarely does. But got to fall down.
Tough shot.
4:15 to go. 112-103. Curry. Screen by Draymond. Curry. Falling down was O'Neal. Warriors couldn't take advantage. O'Neal limping slightly. Curry left side. Behind the back. Step back. Takes a 27-footer, and it's up and no good. Wiggins rebound. Knocked away from him by Favors. Ball to Bogdanovich. The early three look doesn't go. Rebound Forrest. Forrest outside to Clarkson. 10 to shoot. Drives, stops, guarded by Wiggins. Whoa. Takes a fadeaway three, no good, and the rebound to Bazemore. Warriors not looking to push, though. Draymond now drives, gets around Favors, got fouled, and scooped it up, no good, but the foul was before. That's going to be the fourth team foul on the Jazz, so I think a Curry pump fake would be in order on the next possession. Looney comes in and the want Toscano-Anderson to sit. 29 minutes for JTA. 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 points. Gobert is back for Utah, which is why Looney is back on the floor. Draymond to Wiggins. Wiggins crowded by Clarkson. Shot clock at 12. Over to Draymond, middle of the floor. Right wing to Curry. Steps around O'Neal. Another teardrop. This one from the right side. No good. Ball tipped away. Loose. Grabbed by Wiggins. Back outside to Bazemore. Fakes the three. Dribble drive on Gobert. Right hand off the glass. No good. Tipped out by Looney, but Clarkson there. Clarkson leads the break. Clarkson dribbles middle. Comes back up top. Driving down the lane. Throws it to the wing to Forrest. Up top, Bogdanovich. Dropped the ball. Retrieved it at the logo. Shot clock at 10. Warriors up 9. Bogdanovich doubled. Head bob whistle and a foul. It's on Curry.
Well, they did a nice job of recovering on that one, though. Just firing out, recover. Firing out, recover. Making sure you take away all the three-point shooters. I mean, really, Bogdanovich has got to be priority number one. And then from there, you probably look at Clarkson, then O'Neal, and Forrest will be your last. I mean, if he catches it out there, you don't need to fire out on him.
Curry with the foul. Bogdanovich to the free throw line. Curry on the reach. And Bogdanovich now hits the free throw. He's got 26 points. It's been a while since he scored. Warrior fans enter the ultra courtside to sweepstakes as the Warriors call a timeout. We'll finish that announcement when we come back with 3:01 to go. Actually, we'll keep it here. We'll keep it right here. The 112-104 game with 3:01 left. Warrior fans enter the ultra courtside sweepstakes presented by Michelob Ultra. You could win 2 tickets to see the Warriors take on the Pelicans on May 14th. The deadline to enter is May 11th, and you must be 21 and over to win. Go to warriors.com/ultra to enter today. In fact, I was hosting a happy hour with Michelob Ultra today with Sean Livingston and Mike Dunleavy for some season ticket holders. Had a good time talking with those guys.
Had a couple beers for the show tonight?
No.
You said happy hour.
Well, early 2000s, I might have been tempted. Probably wouldn't have made a difference on a lot of nights.
Could have been like the Bob Uecker character in Major League.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, nobody's listening anyway. Who cares?
Or Brockmire.
That's a great, that's underrated, great show. I like that show a lot.
Hank Azaria is a talent.
He's
really
hilarious. Hilarious.
Bojan Bogdanovic, those were his first points in over a quarter, 12 minutes and 50 seconds. And he's on the line to finish off 2 free throws. Well, the Warriors all year long have had trouble. Very few times against quality opponents have they had easy wins. And this Jazz team has the ultimate confidence. They're 50-18. Free throw is good by Bojan Bogdanovic. He hit 2. It's an 18-7 Jazz run. 7-point Warriors lead. Draymond dribbles outside, shoveled to Wiggins. Wiggins waits for Curry. Popped up off the elevator play. It's a 3. Short. And Gobert pulled it down. Bucket here by the Jazz, and they're going to have a lot of confidence. Clarkson, pick and roll. Down the lane, slows down, shoots over Looney and scores. Boy, he just gets to that break.
I really like using Steph as a decoy here and getting the slip because they're really firing out at Steph at the three-point line. They know they don't want to let him shoot.
Draymond drives down, shoots over Gobert. No good. Gobert the rebound. Draymond wanted to pass cross-court. Clarkson spins away from Bazemore. Warriors up 5. Clarkson forced his one up, scores, and got fouled. It's a 22-7 run for Utah. And it's a one-possession game.
Yeah, the offense just bogged down a little bit. They got what they wanted last time. Draymond just pulled the string a little bit on that 7-foot push shot.
So Clarkson at the stripe spins it back with 2:14 to go. Free throw's good. We have a 2-point game. The Warriors leading by two against a team that takes more threes than anybody else in the league. Curry off a series of screens. Over the shoulder, flip to Looney. Downstairs to Wiggins. Wiggins, everybody standing around. Wiggins goes to work. Banging in deep. Waiting. Shooting it from the left baseline. Missed it. Rebound, Bogdanovich. Clarkson bats the ball in the air for some reason. Grabbed it down. Crossover dribble. Gets to the baseline. Right by Bazemore. Ties the game. And a foul on Bazemore. And the Jazz could take the lead with a minute 47 to go.
My goodness. I mean, once the Jazz started hitting threes, it just seemed to open up their entire offense. And now a guy like Clarkson, who wants to get to the paint, wants to get to the rim, is getting where he wants to.
Free throw good for Clarkson. 18-point lead has evaporated. Minute 45 to go. The Jazz last led 47-46. It's 113-112. Looney to Draymond. Draymond waiting for Curry. Pass inside, pump fake, Bazemore, layup, good! Warriors back on top as Clarkson flew by.
And that's the one I was talking about. Everyone fires out to Steph, little back cut, boom.
Minute 28 to go. Ingles terminates his dribble, throws to O'Neal. O'Neal waiting. Clarkson trying to get free from Bazemore, throws him aside, gets the ball back. Clarkson with five, with four, left wing in front of the Jazz bench, settles for a three. It's good for Clarkson! Jazz go up by two. 116-114, 71 seconds to go. Curry down the near wing. This would be a devastating loss for the Warriors. Curry gets doubled. Far side goes to the corner to Wiggins. Wiggins puts it on the deck on Ingles. Stops. Throws it back outside to Draymond. 10 to shoot to Curry. Curry splits traffic down the lane. Stops. Waits. Pass. But deflected away. Turnover. Gobert with it. The Jazz with a 2-point lead in the ball with 48 seconds to go. Clarkson waiting up top. Wiggins his defender. Warriors have to get a stop here. Shot clock down to 10. Clarkson with it. He scored 11 straight for the Jazz. Dribbles into a double team. Shoots a three. Missed it. Rebound goes to Looney. To Bazemore. To Curry. 27 seconds left. Curry gets the pick from Draymond. Splits traffic. Steps into a three. It's up and no good. Rebound deflected away. Looney hustles it down. Back up to Draymond. 15 seconds left. Curry for three right side. Got it! Nailed it! Timeout Utah. Warriors up one, but there's 13.4 left on the clock. They rise as one here at Chase Center. But the Warriors need one more stop.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was Steph hitting that shot to give Looney the credit for getting the offensive rebound.
Absolutely.
If he didn't hustle and track down that offensive rebound, they would have been down two and had to foul, and then it would have been dire.
So you know that Clarkson's got to be involved. You have to stay at home on Bogdanovich and really Ingles.
Yep. Those are really the three that you want to pay attention to. And they've done a really good job on the Rudy Gobert roles. He hasn't gotten much out of him except for right out of the gate in the third quarter. But you always got to be prepared for that, where they're going to try to come up, set a pick. Clarkson will roll to the hoop or dribble drive to the hoop. And then you roll Gobert. If that happens, if Gobert gets it, just hack him. Just hack him, send him to the free throw line.
The Warriors have two timeouts. So if the Jazz score with time up on the clock, they'll call a timeout because Curry's not on the floor here. For defense, Bazemore, Toscano Anderson, Draymond, Looney, and Wiggins. Ingles to throw it in. Clarkson is set up at the foul line. Gobert, top of the key. He's going to get a screen set somewhere. Bogdanovich flares out. Ball thrown in the backcourt to Clarkson. Here we go. 12 seconds. Clarkson crossover dribble down the lane to the rim. Throws it up. No good. Rebound, Draymond. They call a timeout. With 7 seconds to go, the Warriors get the stop. Now they got to get the ball in bounds and hopefully get it to number 30.
Well, the Jazz were just trying to go as quick as possible. Just in case they didn't make it, you get a chance to foul and get up a three-point shot. But with 7 seconds left, I'm not even sure if they'll be able to get up a three-point shot, depending on how Steve plays it, if they make both free throws. But, I mean, look, Clarkson's the guy that brought him back. He was incredible.
Yes, he was.
And late in the third, he was
24
scuffling.
In the fourth quarter, yeah. Tom. Sorry to catch up.
No, it's okay. I was going to say he was scuffling late in the third. In the fourth, he came back and was just, he caught fire. It started hitting threes, started getting to the rack. That was a tough shot. And, I mean, look, there's a couple ways you can play that, right? You can go as quick as possible, give yourself a shot, or you can just work for the best shot and see if you can win the game closer to the buzzer. That, again, he brought you back. You want the ball in his hands. You probably couldn't ask for a whole lot better.
117-116. Draymond to throw it in at the near hash mark. Curry in front of him. Poole on the far side. Wiggins and Bazemore spread out the floor in the backcourt. Gobert is in front of Draymond. He'll do the windmill effect. Bounce pass to Curry. Curry fouled by O'Neal with 5.4 to go on the clock.
I mean, teams do understand who they're trying to get the ball to, right?
I believe so.
I mean, it just amazes me.
Yeah.
He didn't even really make a cut. It was like one little move, go to the right, got the ball.
Now remember, the Jazz are no strangers to shooting quick threes.
No, they are not.
And the Curry has to make two to make that a tying option and not a winning option. First free throw, swish. By the way, what a heads-up play by Draymond Green on that defensive rebound.
Yes.
To call the timeout.
Well,
to make
I guarantee
sure that you get the ball to Curry.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Sorry.
I was going to say, I guarantee you Draymond thought about that before it ever happened.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, he was calling that timeout before he came down and touched the ground. He knew exactly what he wanted to have happen.
Curry lines up. Crowd gets quiet. Free throw is good. Warriors lead 119-116. Jazz will call their final timeout. And that would assume they would advance the ball. And 5.4, as we know, in the association moves about as slow as an hour sometimes.
So let's talk about the strategy of fouling or not fouling.
Okay.
To me, it's an auto foul because I have Steph Curry.
Right.
Shooting free throws at the other end. But you gotta,
it's gotta
know
be quick.
How to foul.
Yeah.
You can't foul him going toward the bucket. You can't foul him with a live ball.
Yep.
You gotta foul him as they're coming away, or if they catch a screen, like a screen roll, quick screen roll, which they probably won't have time for. And as soon as they put the ball on the ground, then you dive in. You cut across their body, grab their arm, knock the ball away, make sure they get the foul. But don't let them get up and do a shot. But it's not as simple as just going out and grabbing somebody. You got to make sure you do it. You got to have proper technique in doing it. Or worst case scenario, you end up giving up a 3-point shot and a bucket, which we've seen.
Which we've seen against the Washington Wizards.
Beal hit
Bradley
that. Yep.
Beal. So I always think if you can get the foul on the catch,
with his back to the bucket,
yeah, then you're good.
Well, back to the bucket or ball on the ground. Ball on the ground, you can try to take it, try to steal it, and foul it.
Ingles will throw it in. Bogdanovich, Gobert's lined up, left baseline. Looney with him. Niang cuts to the far corner. Ingles to throw it in. Ball to Clarkson, goes to the corner, takes the three. It's top of the backboard. No good. Tip, out of bounds. It's out of bounds off of the Jazz. Warriors have it with 0.1. This game is over. Curry sort of aimlessly wandered onto the floor, checking in. And then comes back to the bench, ball thrown in. Toscano Anderson grabs it. This one's over. Well, give the Utah Jazz credit. That was a championship team-like comeback. And the Warriors win 119-116. They stay in the eighth position for another night. And in this crazy year where the Warriors have fluctuated up and down right around the 500 mark, they win the season series from the best team in the league.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.